everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's a blessing we serve the living God, the true God, the returning Lord, the returning King, our Savior. And we're going to be blessed and glorified to see Him. And that means that literally. We will be glorified according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. God loves us and He loves us greatly. He's the returning King. And it's a blessing to serve the living God. Many people have served idols, false gods, fabrications of men and demons, things of no value, things of just lies and deceit. And call religion is the newest idolatry. Most people in this country, they won't worship idols and things like that. That's not, because it's too much light for that. It's so ridiculous. It's ridiculous because we live in the light. But places where there's nothing but darkness, people believe things like that still. And gods that don't answer, you know. Satan is behind all the other religions beside Christianity. It's deception. And it's low down, but it's deception. All of them are deception. And politicians can't say that. They're trying to unify people. But real men of God, they say it all the time because we're trying to warn people. You know, how would you feel if you go to hell and you will nobody ever warn you? The Lord didn't send anybody to warn you, you know, so you could avoid hell. But the Lord our God has sent ministers to the people to warn them so that they can have a fair chance, so they can live forever. Every time the Lord sends a message for people to warn the living, they warn people about Satan's tactics and idolatry and religion. And see, if you teach the word of God as it is, it simultaneously means that everything else is a lie. One scripture said, let God be true and every man a liar. Everybody that's opposite to what God has revealed, they are liars, deceivers, and people who are deceived and in forms of different rebellion. But God made nature. And that's the, if you can't receive, if there's nobody to tell you the truth of things, the Lord made nature to give us clues to Himself. The trees, they reach out toward the sun, trying to get all the light they can. I took my son to Oak Mountain and I explained to him. I said, see the branches of the trees? They're reaching out to the sun, the natural sun, in order to receive light so that they can live. They even grow their branches to get the most light when the trees are in thickets right next to each other. A thicket is a lot of trees together. And what trees will do, since they can't move there, they grow the branches out so they can get the most sunlight so that they can work. So they can grow. They have to have sunlight in order to grow. God made nature. He made all sorts of animals to give us clues to the wisdom of God, clues to life, clues to even foolishness, to help us reveal what foolishness really is. It's the Lord who made the squirrel to be indecisive and fearful under pressure. When they see the car coming, they can't decide which way to run. And if they're not under pressure, they're the greatest acrobats. But under pressure, they usually get hit by a car. And you know, knowing this, I just slow down so they can make up their mind. The Lord made them that way so we can learn things. You can learn wisdom. The wisdom of God in nature itself. That says to me, when I see the squirrel act like that, I say, well, I don't need to be indecisive. I need to think about what I'm going to do and use the wisdom of God and get the job done. I don't have to be under pressure. I can run to the right or left. I can guide my life according to God's word, or the world, and I choose God's word. Everything of God expresses something. If you ever forget that there's sin in the world, God made mosquitoes. Mosquitoes, they altered after the fall. And they are very aggravating. They bite you and you don't know it, then you start itching. You can't enjoy the sunshine because mosquitoes are out there. Everything God made has a purpose. Now, in its original form, it didn't do that. There was nothing like that. There were no thorns on the rose bushes in the original creation. Those things came because of sin. When Adam fell, the creation fell with him. So we needed creation to talk to us about sin. So creation changed when Adam changed. If Adam don't change, if everybody start operating in love, you'll see that the whole world will alter in this course. Tornadoes and earthquakes will stop. All those are, they follow the deeds of men. Men do things they shouldn't do, and so does creation. So when a tornado comes to threaten your house, God didn't send it. If God sent it, he would have had a prophet to warn you first, so that you could repent and avoid it. All the things that happen, the natural disasters, they're not just mechanical natural disasters. They happen because of sin. They are just as mechanical as they are spiritual, and they are just as spiritual as they are mechanical. What we do on the earth, if man is over the earth to govern it, the earth is going to do what man does. Whatever you do, whatever you're over will do the same thing. Men have dominion over the animals. What we do, they do. So it's time for us to grow in the Lord and go forward. We serve the living and true God. And we can get, you know, now he's about to return. And those that know him are looking for him with expectation. Their king is about to appear. And they want to be ready when he comes. Just like the 10 virgins, 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. Now in the body of Christ, you have foolish virgins and wise virgins. The wise are looking for Christ's return. They're doing what's right. They want to be caught doing his will. They want to be caught living on fire for God. They want to be part of the hot church. This is no time to go lukewarm. The foolish virgins are like the lukewarm church. When the bridegroom came, they weren't ready, and they were left. It's time now to go back to what Jesus taught and study it, because those are the teachings that give you life. He is the law and the prophets. He fulfilled the law, and he fulfilled the prophecy of the prophets. And he's returning soon to complete what he began. And he's going to reign on earth for 1,000 years. Now remember, we leave with him. We meet him in the air. We're raptured. We're taken with him. We'll see him as he is. Our bodies will be made brand new when we see him. And then we'll see him as he is. And 7 years later, we return with him. We return, and we take over the earth with him. We are the army of God, just as we are the sons and daughters of God. And we will do war with him. Men are not going to want to get out of the way and give up power. We're going to move them out of the way when the Lord returns. God is in control according to his word. His word is established. On the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished." And he meant it. It is finished. And in the world system, it's trying to do everything another way. And the world system is going to be headed by an antichrist, somebody who dislikes Christ, somebody who hates Christ, and they hate God. Because if you hate Christ, you also hate God. If you hate Jesus, you hate God too. And if you hate God, you hate his people. And the antichrist is will be the leader of most of the world. 10 nations are going to give their power to him. And he's going to use deception, sorcery, and trickery, and illusions. And the false prophet is going to cause people to trust him and believe him and fear him. And then they're going to want to tattoo everybody with his mark. The mark of ownership. You'll submit your whole life, soul, and spirit to the Antichrist. Those that take his mark. Not you, but people who take the mark. And they're also simultaneously rejecting Jesus Christ. And they'll wear their mark and they'll be able to buy and sell. So those who are wealthy right now and who end up getting left behind, their money won't mean anything. Their possessions won't either. They won't be able to buy or sell what they own. And it'd be legal. It'll be illegal for them to buy and sell and trade. So they'll be under pressure to take the mark. And then, if they catch you, they will kill you. So people are going to have to run and hide, like Eric Robert Rudolph did after he blew up the abortion clinic. Now, could you imagine people trying to run and hide with all the technology they have? It's not going to be an easy time to live in. But the angels are going to shout from heaven through the air and warn people not to take the mark. And they're going to do that because the earth lease will be up. And the rapture will have happened. So the backbone of our countries will be gone. The Christian people who are the salt of the earth will be gone. And all you have left is people who never got saved, people who rejected God, and people that were wicked. But there will be people who rise up. And there will be people who love God in that day. That there are people that never heard the word, and they're going to hear it then. And teachers like these that are still on the internet, they're going to hear it and benefit from it and learn who God is. And they're going to trust him and not the world system. You know, for years they said the false prophet would be the Pope, and Dwayne Miller came to our church and he taught about how this Pope is the false prophet. And others have said the same thing. People, the Lord gives warning through his people. He doesn't do anything unless he warns his people. Now the Antichrist won't be revealed, the beast, the political leader, he won't be revealed until the church is gone. But I never found the scripture that said the false prophet wouldn't be revealed. You have to stay biblical with all that you believe. We're required to do it. People thought that every president we had was a false prophet. If they were Democrats, then the Republicans was the Antichrist. If they were Republicans, then some of the Democrat presidents were the Antichrist. They weren't. None of our presidents were the Antichrist. None of them. He's not revealed yet. Even if people know who he is, he's still not revealed as the Antichrist. But he's a lie. I know that. Because the man of God said that he was. Perry Stone said that the Antichrist is the man is on the planet now. So when things like that happen, you know that the rapture of the church is very close. And Perry Stone is a man of God that I highly trust. His words come to pass. In other words, it's close. Now, the Lord won't, he didn't reveal the day or hour. But he's letting his people know that it's close. Things are lining up so we'll know for a fact it's very close. And I want to see people blessed of God. I want to see people happy in the Lord. We serve the living and true God. I want to see people count on him and lean to him and speak his word. And all the things that God has revealed, I want to see people truly blessed as we go forward in the Lord. This is our day. This is a time of refreshing, a time to be looking for the Lord our God and helping our loved ones know who he is, giving them encouragement to believe according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Our prayers avail much, and our words also avail much. If our prayers avail much, our speech avail much. Our confessions avail much. Our encouragement avail much. And the Lord is right there with us in real time to help us do the things of God so that all who love God can know him. It's important. It's too important to let the things of God slip away from us. It's too important to not to hear God out and receive what he's saying and be blessed according to his word. The Lord has so much to say, good news to give, and life. He wants to supply his people with his life, his wisdom, his knowledge, to help us increase, to help us go forward, to help us live, to do the things that's true. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of God. Everywhere we go, everything we do is important. And we need to know the Lord our God. We need to believe him. We need to trust him. And we need to seek his wonderful counsel. I love the Lord our God. I want to see him move in my life and in yours. Everywhere we go, all the things that we do, we've been made very powerful. And there's nothing that we can't do. If a Christian doesn't follow God and do the things of God, it's because they chose not to. It's so easy in him. Now, wherever there's a lack of knowledge, Satan will try to take advantage of the fact that there is a lack of knowledge. And we can't let him get away with what he has gotten away with. We need to trust him, folks. We need to know him. We need to hear him out. We need to believe him and take him at his word. And we need to know him now. Because Lord our God has so much to say, so many answers to give, so many things to make plain. And as we go forward, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. All things. As much as possible, believe the Lord, take him at his word, and hear him out. Because as we go forward in him, we will not regret it. Now, the counsel of God is good. It's his counsel that made a great difference in my life. The things that he said, the things that he taught me, the things he helped me to do and understand. It made a great difference in my life. I can't take credit for the wonderful things that God has done. But I can tell people that all that he has done is good. It's a blessing. He helped me live. He helped me to see things the way in truth. And then he gives us a plan to reach other people. Never underestimate what you put in the spirit. The words you speak, they're spirit. If they're spirit in life, then the Holy Spirit is in the spirit realm. And what you speak and what people hear you speak according to the word of God, the Holy Spirit can transform lives with your speech and with your godly actions and by your prayers of faith. My parents literally rescued my life many times because they continually prayed for me. I didn't go back and tell them all the danger I was in and how I almost got hurt or killed. I didn't want them to know how close I came to getting hurt or killed, the dangerous things we did, the foolish things we did. But the Lord knew. Now, my mother had several brothers, and she knew how boys were. She knew how we could be mischievous, and she prayed for me. And she asked the Lord to keep me safe and keep me on his side. Even when I didn't have a mind to get saved on my own. You know, when you're in the dark, you try to hide what you're doing. And I know what it's like to hide your hand and hide what you're doing. But when I got saved, I was happy because I didn't have to hide things anymore. I didn't have to act slick anymore. I didn't have to lie anymore. And then I learned that I don't have to be ashamed of the truth anymore. I said, I'm going to do what's right, and I'm going to do it publicly and on purpose. Now, I made that decision a long time ago, even when I didn't think to put it in those kind of words. But as I studied the Word of God, I wanted my whole life to represent the counsel and will of God. I didn't want people to say, well, he's a Christian, and that's, I wanted to live the life that God has given me. Because God is too good. He's good to us, and he loves us. We're special to him. We're highly valued of him. And if we had sometimes if people just had a revelation of how much God loves and value them, not based on what they do or can do for him, if they had they wouldn't act so foolish. And he knows that they don't have that kind of revelation. And even though it may grieve him because they should know it, he doesn't hold it against them. Especially when they've been through a lot of things, not much negativity. Some people have been through so much negativity. They do wonderful just to get saved and stay saved and live the life. Just the basic life. If they just live the basic life of God, they will win souls because where they come from is so negative. If they do a few positive things and sustain their lives and they become a blessing, people will know that was a work of God. Now let's look at the future from another point of view. We get to live for God with God forever. Think about what you're going to become in 1,000 years. In 8 years, 7 or 8 years, a man can become a doctor, or a lawyer, or an engineer, an architect, or whatever he wants to be. In 7 or 8 more years of graduate school, maybe 5, they can get a whole new career altogether. And then, if they stay in one career after they've graduated college and they build a business and it becomes a corporation and they're over it, And they learn all the skills to run that corporation smoothly. And they build other businesses. And that their net worth grows into the billions. They're very valuable to society. These are very valuable people, especially if they're godly people. Even sinful men that are CEOs that build businesses, they are very valuable to our society. Especially if they're not corrupt. And it's better if they're not corrupt. But just a man that will do things like that is very valuable. And a Christian man that will do that is even greater in value. Because their influence is godly. Now, and these men don't live to be but you know, on average 70 years old, and they're active about 50 to 60 years on average. And some of them live to be in their 90s and maybe even 100. But their active years, the active years of their career is limited to about 60 or 70 years, depending on how long they live and the people that they leave in place. Now think for a moment what you will become in 1,000 years. What can you learn? If you took 5 minutes a day towards just one career, you will learn it well over time. Now, think about how valuable your life will become and how valuable your life will grow in 2,000 years. If you live 2,000 years, that's 20 lifetimes to us. That's 20 to 30 lifetimes to our generation. That we're not used to something like that. So we don't value it because we can't think that far ahead. But just think about how valuable you'll become to society and to your loved ones and your family in 3,000 years. If you steadily grow. Now remember, with the word of God, which you can't exhaust, you can always learn, and the word of God helps you learn greater and greater things. So just consider how valuable you will be and what you will have mastered in 4,000 years. And then 5,000 years. Think of how your speech will be in 6,000 years. Your advice, your influence, your dedication. And then in 7,000 years, how much you will have grown. And guess what? At the end of 7,000 years, you will have spent 7 days with God. And what Jesus did for us, he laid his life down so we could live like him. And God does great, mighty works with us in the course of our lives, which is on average 10 to 70 years of use. If a child gets saved and stick with God and the Lord called him to the ministry, he may minister on average 50 to even 70 years if he lives to be 80. And the possibilities of another 10, like Billy Graham, or more. Now think about eternity. You never stop growing, you never stop learning, and you're always in God's presence. And you're learning his glory. You're learning his word. You're learning careers. You're learning abilities. And you don't stop. And your joy increases. As you build things that bless others, your joy increases exponentially. So everybody who throw away heaven, that's what they're throwing away. Everyone that tries to pay for their own sins and forget about God, and they don't want God in their thinking, that's what they're throwing away. And they're going to have the reverse of all that. Hell will own them. They'll never own anything, but hell will own them. And they will be in torment all that time. Some people have been in hell since the days of Adam. And their reality is terrible. We're either in the kingdom of God or we're not. Everybody's already judged. Some people get mad and say, well, y'all, you're judging us. You Christians are judging us. Well, everybody broke God's law. Everybody's born in sin. Everybody broke it. Everybody's judged. Now we need a Savior, and that's the good news. We have a Savior, and we don't have to suffer the wrath of our judgment. We can be made brand new and forgiven and not be judged. And that's the good news. But when people get offended, they don't see past their offense. But the light that we live, the love that we share, the blessings that we proclaim and pray on other people is real. And God can use it to do great and mighty works. The Lord loves us deeply. He wants us to live with Him.